The Mace Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we are presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, Teron Davenport. And Teron, before we begin, we want to congratulate you on your new contract with ESPN. Well-deserved. We're so glad you will continue to bring us outstanding insight on the local professional football team moving forward.
Hey, well, thank you very much, man. I'm excited to be back and going to be a very exciting 3 years and more to come.
So, of course, the big news of the day, Teron, Will Levis will be undergoing season-ending shoulder surgery on the shoulder he injured early last season. What was your reaction upon learning about this, and have you learned any additional information over the past few hours?
Yeah, no, it made me kind of think back to some of the conversations that we were able to have with him after practice during minicamp, and I did recall him saying that he did have some soreness, but he just kind of like chalked that up to, hey, you know, you're back throwing again, you're going to have that, but I guess it turned out that soreness actually caused him to seek some additional medical opinions. And one of the results that he got back, it suggested doing the surgery. And he was really hoping, because I remember last year, you know, around the time when it came out that the injury was a pretty serious one, he had talked about how he wanted to avoid surgery. And he had the surgery on his left shoulder, and he said he didn't like the process. And obviously getting a knife, you know, put onto your throwing shoulder is never something you really want. So he was trying to avoid that through rest and rehab and hope that over the off season, you know, getting some of that would allow him to be able to move forward with this season. But I mean, you have to wonder, right? I mean, I know he didn't say so, but the timing of this and not getting a trade and getting an opportunity to, you know, prove himself somewhere else, knowing the competition was just that, a quotation marks competition, you have to wonder about the timing of this and if it's something that kind of was tied into him, you know, not truly getting an opportunity to compete with Cameron Ward for the starting job.
That leads me directly into my next question, Teron, because the word we have used to describe this decision is strategic. So had Will Levis felt he could realistically compete for the starting job, based on what you know, do you think he would have opted against having this surgery?
Yeah, I do think he would have opted against it if he felt he had a true chance. I thoroughly believe that to be the case, because I think when you look at this, right, last year he wanted to play through the injury, and he attempted to play through the injury. You remember the Colts game where he tried to come back, and it wasn't successful.
Teron, what do you think is next for Will Levis and the Titans from this standpoint? Because obviously, he's on IR, more than likely has no chance of coming back. So do you think that next year, because I believe this is it for Will Levis, and not in a bad way, I think he just needs another place. And this helps facilitate that, because now he can come back and say, I'm fully healthy and ready to go, and maybe the shoulder was part of why I wasn't playing well during the season. But where do you think he's headed now? Do you think he will get a legitimate shot at being a starter in this league? Or do you think he will remain a backup? And do you think the Titans can potentially get something for him?
Yeah, I think the Titans will get something for him. It's unfortunate for him, because if everything was okay and he didn't, in fact, need the surgery, or he'd be able to play, this offseason or the preseason was a real opportunity for him to kind of show and prove. And I think you look at both situations, right? You look at Atlanta and you look at Tampa. Obviously, he wouldn't get a starting opportunity there. But if I'm Tampa, I definitely would think about trading for him, you know, especially after seeing him in joint practices. If he did well there and did well during the preseason game, I think that would have been an opportunity. But, I mean, look, this is a decision he made, and so now he's going to have to at least have a clean bill of health right after the surgery and work his way back and just see what he could do. Maybe Jacksonville, right, because of familiarity with Liam Cohen. But do the Titans make a in-division trade? Or I think you look at the Rams, right, with the Matthew Stafford. He's not getting any younger, and, you know, their backup situation is not the most ideal.
Now, there's two guys starting on PUP. Most importantly, I think because of what has happened throughout this whole year or last year, it's L'Jarius Sneed. Now, TD, there seem to be mixed messages, at least from where I sit. Because on one hand, it was asked of L'Jarius Sneed at his camp in Louisiana, hey, how are you feeling? And he says, I feel great. I haven't felt better. But then on the other hand, the Titans are putting him on PUP, and I understand the PUP, but they're saying, well, he's set to play basically opening game of the season, but we don't know when he's going to practice. That, what is going on with this? Because to me, those are two mixed messages, and I'm not faulting L'Jarius Sneed for it. I'm just saying L'Jarius Sneed says one thing, but Titans, you're telling us something else.
And that's the thing. There's a clear and obvious disconnect somewhere. And, you know, naturally as a player, if you feel like you're close or you're there, you're going to say that. So I understand him saying that. But I think this decision, I think it's more of a team-based decision. Now, this is not going off of any reporting. This is just me saying what I believe to be the case. And I think they're just bringing him along slowly. And you got to remember, even when healthy, right, there was a degree of load management for him anyway in trying to keep those knees righteous. And I think that's something to consider also.
Teron Davenport is with us. And Teron, along those lines, because of the position he plays and because of the history, I feel like I'm not quite as concerned about precisely when Sneed starts to practice as I am with Cushenberry, Lloyd Cushenberry. And so I want to get your gauge on how long that would be, because with the rookie quarterback and the shuffling of the offensive line, we know reps are important in practice for a center. So what are you looking at there?
Yeah, reps are very important in practice, especially for that center quarterback exchange. The good thing is Cushenberry, his locker is right next to Cam Ward's. They have already spent extensive time watching film together. And I tell you, even without Cushenberry, if you go back to practice during OTAs and minicamp, you know, there were a couple of times where Cam Ward, like, he recognized the pressure. He talked to the O-line. They changed the package, the protection package, and he changed the route, and they got good results. So that's just something for them to build on. But there's nothing like being out there together and sweating and you know, going through that process of training camp together. That's a bond that's created. So hopefully for their sake, Cushenberry could get out there soon. I do know that he spent extensive time on that third field working out and getting some things in order. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's back, you know, maybe after a week of camp, and he remains optimistic about being there for the season opener. And we know that's against his former team, the Denver Broncos.
We've got 7 weeks, so it does seem like you've got some time to still have some ample practice time and reps. So do you think we'll get a clearer picture this week of what their goal is? Or do you think, because what PUP does is, it, if you want to go this way, you can just say he's on PUP. We'll discuss that player when he comes off of the PUP. But do you think we might learn what the goal is of how soon into the 7 weeks we might see either one on the field?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. That's for sure a question that I'll be asking tomorrow, right? You know, what's going on? We thought that Sneed was good to go, and apparently not. So, yeah, I'll be asking that, absolutely.
So, Teron, back to Levis for a moment. You know, in hearing you're I'm sure going back through all of the chapters of this, and what we're trying to get a sense of is how much better or worse is the shoulder today, on the day that he decides to have the season-ending surgery, than it was during the season last year? Because that's I think the most intriguing part of this is the what if. Is I wonder if he's looking back and saying, you know what, I should have shut it down either during the season last year or at the very latest at the end of the season last year. So he would have been that much further ahead in the rehab.
Yeah, I think it's definitely better than it was at the time. It's an AC joint. And, you know, anytime with those impact type of injuries, the best thing is rest, right? So he went through a period of rest, you know, during the offseason before he went and got with Jordan Palmer, you know, and then he worked through the rehab process. And, I mean, he said he felt good, but, again, like he admitted to some soreness. So I think, you know, the timing is definitely something to raise an eyebrow at. But I think it's really just from here where he's like, look, man, I'm not about to risk re-injuring this shoulder, getting mop-up duty or, you know, running scout team for them all year. I'd rather get the surgery done and be completely clear and back and ready to go with another opportunity wherever that should be.
It was so unclear what the Titans' goal was for Levis, whether they really wanted him to be the backup or whether this was okay in a scenario for them. They're paying for his rehab. They're going to keep him on the roster, even if he doesn't count against the roster. So they must think enough of him to do that. But they sort of table everything. So I'm wondering if you're Levis, in a worst-case scenario, I could have seen a scenario where he got cut for that. So do you think that played a part in the decision? Did we lose Teron?
Did we lose him? We may.
Did you get that, Teron?
We'll get back in touch with Teron Davenport. We lost Teron. That's a bummer.
That's a bummer. We discussed this in the first hour of the show, but I do wonder if Will Levis looked at it and say, my shoulder's not perfect. Mm-hmm. It's bothering me, and I need to be at 100%. But in a worst case, if I'm hedging my bets, best case, okay, I win the backup job. Worst case, I get cut, and I don't have a job. But this ensures that he is getting paid this season and hopefully is on his way to being a better quarterback next season. That's what the hope is when you get your shoulder fixed.
Yeah, but like you said, he has to make sure that this offseason, you know, do we have TD back?
Yeah, we do. Let's go back to Teron Davenport on our phone line. Sorry we dropped you there, Teron. Willie, continue with
TD,
your question.
I don't know if you got my question, but I was laying out if you're Will Levis and you're looking best case, worst case, the worst case would be his shoulder's bothering him and he doesn't play well and he becomes a casualty of the roster with Brandon Allen and everything they've got. So do you think that played into his decision of kind of hedging his bets and saying, I'm going to ensure I have a paycheck and I'm hopefully making myself a better quarterback for next year?
Absolutely. That's basically what I just said, right? You're going to, instead of toiling in backup duty, you're going to go ahead and rehab, get the surgery and rehab. And at this time next year, hopefully for his sake, he's in an opportunity that's more conducive to him being a starter. What happens if Aaron Rodgers retires and Pittsburgh grabs him, right? You know, there's different opportunities throughout the league.
I guess what I was asking you is, did you think, based on what you saw, that he was competing just for a roster spot? Was there a scenario he could have gotten cut with the presence of Allen?
Oh, no. I don't think he would have gotten cut. There's no way. I mean, he's a guy that has starting experience in this league, relatively inexpensive contract. It would have been foolish to me to cut him, and I think he showed that he was going to be a good soldier and right support Cameron Ward. And just the thing he said that I love the most is he said, look, I'm just going to keep my head down, continue working, and do my best to be ready to play quarterback when I'm asked to. And I think that's all you could ask for someone in that situation.
So in that scenario, That to me would have been best case scenario for him. Allen would be cut?
When I submitted my 53, man, I had Allen cut, and I figured that they would bring him back on the practice squad.
So now he becomes more of a focus for everybody because mm-hmm. you do have to wonder if you can, you know, it's a challenge for any quarterback to play 17 straight games, especially a rookie. So give me your thoughts on what we're going to see from Brandon Allen. I do not have a mental picture of him like I do for some other backups where you've at least seen him play in some other scenarios. So what are they getting?
Listen, he's a serviceable player. Like, it's not like we're looking at a guy that's going to come in and you know, do what Nick Foles did for the Eagles back in 2017. Like, don't even expect that. So pretty much this is what it comes down to, right? If they're able to make it through the season with Cam Ward taking most, if not all, of the snaps, hey, that's great. If not, you know, and you have, you know, a guy like Brandon Allen come in, you know, especially for extensive time, it just comes down to, okay, how much patience is the front office going to have with Brian Callahan? Because if you have Brandon Allen playing, your chances of winning go down. Let's just keep it 100, right? And so that being said, how much patience are they going to have, and how much are they going to be invested in stability for Cameron Ward? And that's why I asked so many times, you know, before the draft and after the draft about the importance of stability, because that's what Mike Borgonzi saw in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. You know, that's what Chad Brinker saw in Green Bay, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and then Jordan Love. And then you look at what, you know, Brian Callahan saw with Joe Burrow and hanging on through the rocky times. I mean, they ended up with a top five pick, right? The number five overall pick. So if they could have patience and the Titans could get, you know, a top pick, you know, there's some good receivers coming out. I mean, you look at, you know, like Antonio Williams from Clemson. You got Jacoby Lane from USC. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Arizona State, Jordan Tyson. I mean, there's some guys that could come in and, hey, you know, possibly be not that Jamar Chase, but be that other young receiver that they could grow with their quarterback.
Teron Davenport with us. Two more quick ones for you, TD. As you mentioned, Chad Brinker and Mike Borgonzi will address reporters tomorrow at the start of camp. There will be a lot of questions about Will Levis. As you said yourself, there'll be questions about Legarius Sneed. What else do you want to know from Brinker and Borgonzi tomorrow?
That's the bulk of it, but I would also like to know, you know, about the approach to the season. Like, how patient are you guys going to be with Ward? And at what point, you know, how many growing pains are you going to go through? At what point, you know, are you going to look at it and say, hey, well, I guess it's kind of, they've already said it with Levis going on IR with the surgery. I was going to say, at what point do you just say, okay, this is Cam Ward and there's no turning back? But they pretty much did that already.
Last one for you, Teron. You've been at this a long time. You've covered countless training camps. As you know, every camp, there is a silly storyline or controversy that arises that you will look back on and say, I can't believe we wasted so much oxygen talking about this silly storyline or controversy. So I want you to predict what you think that silly storyline or controversy will be at Titans training camp over the next month.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something revolving around the first Cam Ward interception. It's going to be either the overreaction to it or to that or to the first touchdown. And I always, and this is something I tell my buddy, my good friend Jarrett Stillman, I tell him all the time, it's never as good as you think it is, and it's never as bad as you think it is.
Do you think you're making any headway, TD, with that? Because I feel the same way as you do. I don't think we're getting anywhere.
Yeah. No, it's as good as I might as well tell these pair of Jordan 3s I got on now. I might as well tell them the same thing. I have
the retention of them is about the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, joining us as he does every week. Teron, great stuff as always. Can't wait to actually have practice to talk about. Once again, congratulations on the new contract with ESPN. We're so happy for you and glad that you will be continuing to provide your outstanding insight for us here in Nashville.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, fellas. Take it easy.
But of course. He is dead on right about the overreaction, because
oh, yeah.
Every quarterback, I'll never forget when Ryan Tannehill, who was the backup to Marcus Mariota, had a practice against the Patriots where I think he went for like 2-for-17 or something, and everybody was talking about this. And he wasn't even supposed to be the starter. And of course, as we know, it turned out pretty well for Ryan Tannehill. Mm-hmm. But the hype
of every rep for the first overall pick in his first year. We're going to hypersensitive, overanalyze everything. It's like more than Will Levis and more than Marcus Mariota. Don't you think? For where they are, like everything is riding on this guy. So
of course.
We have to try to do what Teron is saying.
Yeah.
We know Jared won't. Can we? Like, we feel like we're more rational. We're all laughing. Yeah, Jared will never do that. No, will we do it?
I don't think we will.
Like, we got to stop ourselves.
Yeah, I like to think that I'm quite level-headed.
Exactly. I like to think that, you know, I know the ebb and flows of the league. And like you said, sometimes, and majority of the times, it's not as good or as bad as what you think. But there are some times when it is extremely bad or extremely good. So
615-737-1025. We will get to your reaction next. We will revisit the story of the day. Will Levis out for the season. Surgery on his right shoulder. We will touch on that and more and take your reaction. Coming up next at 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The game.